Hi, I'm Ashley, and you are listening and watching Confidence in Coffee. What if I was to tell you that you can find confidence despite any of your circumstances, good or bad? I'm going to help you navigate the waters of womanhood, whatever season that is in, whether it's marriage, singleness, or you're drowning in children. I'm going to help you find confidence and hope through Christ. I'm going to leave you with plenty of encouragement and practical tips to overcome those limiting beliefs so you can live a life well. Plus, you know we're going to find a few laughs along the way. So grab your favorite cup of coffee and join me as we chat confidence and coffee.
Hey.
Yeah, and it's beautiful when you share it like that. And when you say, like, for me, I tell my clients, I'm like, when stuff comes up, I'm like, this is an opportunity. This is amazing. This is an opportunity. So I love how you talk about you're worthy of it. You're worthy of the wellness. And I think that when we think that the Lord wants us to take a step back, you'll hear people say like, oh, he said no to me, or he took that away from me. And everything seems negative, but it's like, oh, he wants to pay. Like when I went to postpartum depression, oh, he just wanted to be with me. This was amazing. It was the most amazing. I don't even know if that's the word for it, but girl, it was the most precious, amazing time that I went through. And I was in depression, but it's because I chose myself. I chose to work on myself. I chose to not be okay and be okay with that.
And that continues now. So as you have a lot of plans, again, that uses your heart, your beautiful heart serving others. It uses your mind because you're super whippersnapper intelligent. You have so many ideas and you have a way of using your skills and with your clients to help them. Remember your soul, that you need the replenishment. A lot of times we might feel like, oh, I've overcome it. Like then I'm done. No, it's like,
I haven't overcome it.
It's like a flower. Yeah, but it's like a flower. So rather than feeling like you're fighting something, I always prefer the metaphor in soul care of a flower or a tree. So not so much a battle or fighting, but more you need to replenish because the flowers, you know, drinking the water. Oh, okay. It's getting low. Let's replenish. What can I add into my life?
Not a battle. That's good.
So and like gentle. A tree, you know, like a tree, sometimes we know we focus on the fruits of the spirit. And we say, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And we condemn ourselves when we go, oh my gosh, I was a terrible mom. Or, you know, why am I stressing over this? I'm struggling with that. It just means we need to nourish the soil. We need to put fertilizer. We need to, maybe in your case, I don't know if you like succulents, but I learned that succulents, you need to put them in a bigger pot. They need to replant them. So there's many different things that we can do to nourish and prioritize your wellness so that you can get refilled. So, you know,
But how did you define those?
Same city for sure. You're going to be my best bud because I'm like, okay, Ashley, tell me what you're going to do this weekend. That's for you. I don't want to just hear about
where do you live, Bonnie?
I'm like,
don't give me your exact address
this weekend for you. Or what are you going to do? You have anything on your calendar for next week for you? And then if you don't know, I'll be like, okay, girl, I want you to go with me. I'm going to the spa next week or next month. Let's put it on the calendar. Or I'll say, oh, I just saw this new nail color at Target. I go, I think it's still there. You should try. Do you have one yet? That would be the conversations I'd be having with you.
So where do you live, Bonnie?
I live about 45 minutes from San Francisco in Silicon Valley.
Ooh.
In Mountain View. Yeah. LinkedIn is right down the street. And so is Google. I can walk to Google right 15 minutes from my house.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty amazing.
I know. So This is the most stressful place to live, but we're living countercultural and we're thriving because of these practices.
When you're like, we would have those conversations, I would check in on you, make sure you're scared. Is that how you defined your experiences? Because you know how some people are like, just relax, you know, or just be in the moment. I know for me, I know for a lot of women that I speak to, what are you talking about? I've done this my whole life. What moment? I don't know what nourishes my soul anymore. You'll see TikToks and reels of moms that are I don't know what I enjoy anymore. Like you keep telling me to enjoy. What is that? How do I do that?
Yeah.
Like for me, real life, when I had a life coach nourishing, she would always ask, what nourishes your soul? And I'd be like, working nourishes my soul when I feel like I get something done. But I don't think that was it at all.
No, that's very normal. So that's part of my soul care coaching process. And one of them is actually doing like a mosaic and exploring what are different things that brought you joy as a little girl. And also what you wished you could enjoy. It's different. Some people do have happy childhoods, but once they go through a certain season, they kind of, those things go. So they got to rediscover their joy. Or if somebody like you and me, you know, we have a traumatic childhood, it's like, that's just like crazy talk, you know, like, you know, what does that mean to like relax? Like, I don't even know. So we have to explore. So coming up with different ideas and actually trying them. Now, I love food. So I don't know if you've ever been on a food tour, you know, you got to go on a tour and try all these different things. And then you kind of know what you like and what you don't like. And so that's why it's important. That's why this book, I love it because it has 21 different stressors, 21 different ideas to practice. And hopefully that'll kind of get you interested in the whole area of soul care. Because once you start with one idea, it's like, it's going to start growing other ideas. So this is a great book to start kind of introducing yourself to the whole concept with ideas. Every chapter gives you something practical to do.
Yes, it does.
Science, right? So and once you start that, yeah.
You're always like, let's have a seat at the end. I'm like, okay, what am I breathing in today?
Yes.
What am I breathing out today? So for one, like she'll always have inhale, exhale. You guys have to get this book. And Bonnie, I'm going to put the quiz. I'm going to put information where people can find you. I'm going to put this book, which is on Amazon. It's available on your website. Where else is it available?
Oh, yeah. It's just available anywhere.
Anywhere.
For the month of May, because it's mental health awareness, I'm going to give 12 free breath cards. Breathing in, breathing out. And we can do that to close our time together. But this will literally my go-to technique to stop anxiety right away. I used it when I had panic attacks. And my kids also use it before they take tests. So this, whatever you learn, it's going to flow over to your kids. Okay. Like for instance, I'm getting too excited. I have something.
No, you're fine. I love it. I love when my guests get excited.
Yeah. So for the month of May to celebrate Mother's Day, and also to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Day, you'll get 12 breath cards that are printable. And then you're going to get a 5-day guided devotional that will guide you to experience rest and peace. And then you get 5 audio quiet times. So this is a way to breathe in God's word and breathe out your stress. And every podcast audio quiet time will tackle a particular area that women find most stressful. So like the first one is saying yes to yourself and saying no to others. Because when you say yes to yourself, guess who's there in your most inner self? Jesus. Psalm 139.
And we think that that's selfish.
Exactly. That's why I always tackle that first head on.
Look at you canceling some things, girl. Culturally, that's so good.
Psalm 139 says, for you created me in my innermost being. That's the most vulnerable, fragile, gentle part of our soul. That's where you feel beauty. That's what makes you feel close to your husband in the most intimate moments. That's what you feel when you cuddle your baby and you're looking at his soft eyebrows and touching his little fingers. That's a part of you when you're sitting with a friend and you start confiding and sharing your heart. That is the tender part of your inner self. And so saying yes to that part of you means we have to let go of something else. It's easier to let go of something else when you have something you're saying yes to.
Mm.
So that's, for instance, the first audio quiet time. But so I'm just wanting to thank those of you who pick up the book Breathe, and you can sign up for these free gifts. It's a wellness gift bundle, and I'll give you the link, Ashley, but it's at thebonniegray.com/May, May, for the month of May. So anytime you buy this book in the month of May, you'll get these three gifts. And, you know, I just want to be honest. These are things that are truly useful and valuable. They come from my heart that I've used. I know sometimes when people, you know, share freebies, I'm like, this isn't very useful to me. And so right. I always want to be authentic, you know, because especially when you're a place of weariness, you really makes a big difference when there's something that can help you. So I just want to share as much as I can. I appreciate you so much, Ashley. I feel so honored even knowing that you invited me and I'm your last guest. Like, that's just God's grace. You know, how does somebody like me that had panic attacks and grew up in a broken home, how does somebody like me, I'm getting emotional, how does somebody like me get the honor and the privilege, you know, of sharing my life, my story, things that have helped me? I'm really nobody. But God said, I love you. Because I love you, you are somebody. So I hope that every woman that picks up the book will feel that and hear that. You don't have to be somebody to be loved. You don't have to be somebody in order to be God's beloved. You simply have to receive his love. And that's what makes you the beloved. It's receiving. Just like that moment, if you're married, a husband placed the ring on your finger. You became his wife because you received his ring. You said yes. You became a mom because you said, yes, I love you. I love this child. I'm going to let this child love me. So it's just receiving more in your life. That's what I want for every woman.
I was going to ask you what would be the one main thing you would want women to take away, but I think you answered it. That was amazing. And I'm so honored you shared that. And Bonnie, I wanted to do something special with in honor of your book, in honor of you sharing and being vulnerable and giving us all the wisdom and insight that we need to just breathe. I wanted us to breathe. I wanted to end the episode, not with random questions that I like to do or funny things, because I want to challenge you guys to go get to know Bonnie, and Bonnie will give me all the things that you guys can have. I will be doing them as well in the show notes, but here is what I want to do. I have this page mark, and you may have another one, but I have 164, inhale, exhale, and she has these at the end of every chapter. So I wanted to do an inhale, exhale. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I would love to do.
Okay. So at the end of every chapter, she teaches us how to inhale and exhale and pull up a chair. And this one I thought would be fitting. That's okay. So I want all my ladies, all my listeners, I want you guys, if Bonnie, if you would do it, actually, if you would go to 164 and you would lead us into inhaling and exhaling this. Would that be okay?
You go ahead. Yeah.
I literally do this. Just so
yeah, you go ahead, please.
No, Bonnie, you do it. It would be an honor for me to do it. Yeah. Okay. Would that be okay? Okay.
Yeah. Every inhale, every exhale, you want to inhale through your nose. It's called nostril breathing. It helps oxygenate your brain, helps you to clear away the brain fog. You want to breathe in through your lips. With pursed lip breathing, it's like blowing out candles. So as you breathe in, breathe out. And the first time the word breathe appears in scripture in Genesis is when God breathed his breath into Adam. And the word literally means nose breathing. Breathing through the nose. That's how we receive life. And it's so interesting that our bodies receive the best release from stress when we breathe in through our nose and breathe through our mouth. So this breath prayer is based on the scripture. Every breath prayer is based on God's promise in Isaiah 53, verses 3 to 4. This is about Jesus. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him. He took the punishment that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. So the inhale is, give me courage to heal, Jesus. And the exhale is, carry my pain. So wherever you're at, go ahead and inhale. Give me courage to heal, Jesus. Exhale, carry my pain. Inhale, give me courage to heal, Jesus. Exhale, carry my pain.
So good, Vani. Thank you so much for coming on Confidence and Coffee. Before we end, is there anything that you would like to share with any of our listeners?
Well, I think I love the name of your podcast, Confidence and Coffee. We have confidence in who we are when we can kind of have that coffee time with God and with each other, sharing our soul and nurturing. So I just want every woman to know, I guess it's a funny way to end. I just want to share something vulnerable from my heart is that, you know, when I was little, when the day my dad left, I was really confused because he had his book, his suitcases at the door. And I just woke up. I was still rubbing the sleep off of my eyes. I said, what's going on? What are you doing? My dad said to me, it was last thing he said to me before he left. He said, your mom doesn't want me here anymore. So I'm going. And the last scene I had of my father was his tire screeching out of our driveway. When I asked my mom, I said, but what's going on? Why is daddy leaving? Why'd you tell him to leave? And she started taking out our photo albums and she started ripping out photos from the pockets, those old vinyl pockets, and started ripping up pictures with her hands and using scissors to cut up pictures of my father. And he's like, what are you doing? What are you looking at me? Take out his photos. I don't want to see him anymore. You know, don't sit there like a dummy. And so I had to, you know, rip out these pictures of my dad. And so my mom, I was hoping she couldn't see me. I tried to put away one of the photos of my dad and she caught me. She's like, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm not in this photo. You're not in this photo. Can I just keep this one? And she's like, why? What, you want to go live with him? You don't want like living here? And so she pulled me over to the phone area and she's like, you go pack your bags because you don't like it here. Then you go live with him. And so she started dialing the phone and I was screaming and crying, not screaming, just crying really hard. And she's like, what are you crying? What's wrong with you? She's like, you better be quiet. And then all of a sudden I stopped crying. She's like, that's right. She's like, you know, if you're going to stay here, I want to hear one word about your dad. You don't ask me anything about your dad. It's okay if you don't have a dad. It's just like those sounding offensive to some listeners out there.
We don't get offended here.
Please. Okay. She said to me, you're just like those other kids that don't have, you know, arms and legs like on TV. Cause there was a Jerry Lewis telethon. She's like, they're just fine. So like, you're going to be fine. Not everybody has a dad. Dads die. You know what? I completely stopped crying in that moment, Ashley. And I told myself, oh yeah, that's right. That's okay. Everybody has a dad. I'm fine. And it's a metaphor for that moment that was frozen in my heart. I share this because every woman has a moment in their lives where maybe it's not as traumatic as mine, but where you told yourself, it's okay. You don't need anyone or anything for joy or peace. And God is saying, no, I came to give you joy. You're my beloved. You're not adopted into a new family. The scripture says we are adopted. And so like when we're adopted, we have to learn in this family, God delights in seeing you delight. In this new family, our Heavenly Father, his heart breaks when he sees us stressed and toiling and just burned out. Our new Heavenly Father says, I actually care more about how you're doing than what you can do for me. So I just really wanted to end our time to share this vulnerable story that, you know, we are so loved, but it's okay when we wrestle with the new way of living. And this new way of living is learning to trust that we are loved. And how am I living my life? What are the areas that I need to let go of? Because it doesn't really show that I'm loved. But what can I add into my life to show that I am loved? So being a mom, being a grown-up doesn't disqualify us from being that beloved child. And in fact, that's the greatest in the kingdom is when we are able to live as God's beloved.
Wow. I'm speechless. I am over here like, okay, just calm it down. You have spoken to my heart. I can't imagine the women that you are going to speak to that listen to this. And I pray that it touches and gives women the permission to
start living. Yeah.
And experiencing.
Exactly. You're worth it. You deserve it. Especially if you've been hurt or harmed, ignored, silenced, abused, neglected. Even more so, you deserve it. Because Jesus said, you know, for the Good Samaritan, remember, he had given the innkeeper as much money, as much oil, as much needed to help him recover from his wounds. And he said, I'll come back if you need more funds. So it's a metaphor, it's a parable to say, God says, you are worth the care.
You are worth it.
Yes. You're worth taking care of. And so, Ashley, I think it would be so appropriate for you to pray for us. You know your people, you know their hearts. Would you pray for us in this vulnerable way of ending our time together?
Yes, I absolutely. Lord Jesus, I'm so grateful for what you're doing here in this moment. I'm so grateful for Bonnie and her testimony. And what she's walked through and how she has transformed her life to inspire us that you, Lord God, you care about us enough to help us transform our life because we are your beloved. And I pray, Lord Jesus, every woman who listened to this, every woman is touched by you, your love, Lord God, that they are worth it. They are worth relaxing, being in the moment. Experiencing you, Lord God, experiencing rest and being able to breathe. Because you, Lord Jesus, you can handle it and you just want to be with us. I pray, Father God, for every listener that you are able to reach the inner parts of them, parts they didn't even know they struggled with, to bring it out and to comfort them in that moment, Lord Jesus. I pray for blessing for Bonnie in the book, her vulnerability, her story, that it reaches thousands among thousands of people to help them, Lord God, breathe, to experience you, experience your love, Lord God. We just thank you for your presence, even in this moment, and we thank you for your peace. I pray, Father God, as we close out Confidence in Coffee, that this sticks with them like Gorilla Glue. That they take this into the summer, a summer of relaxation, a summer of experience, a summer of moments and being present. Lord God, I pray that over these listeners right now. I just thank you. We give you all the glory. We do this for your glory because you love us, because you loved us first. And we honor you with that. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So good, Bob. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm so honored that you shared with us, and I really do hope that you come back and share again.
Oh,
yeah.
Best, Ashley. God bless you.
Bless you. Did you enjoy that? I'd love to see you over at ashleyhenriot.com. where you can subscribe to this podcast and channel on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And while you're at it, I'd love to see the value that you found in Confidence in Coffee. So drop the ratings, the reviews, and the comments. Plus, subscribe to this channel and tell a friend too. I'd love to see you over on TikTok or Instagram, where I keep it real in the reels, okay? Make sure you tune in next time on Confidence in Coffee.